Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Ron Stutz, along with David Dickens, president of KC Financial Advisors. Glad you're here today. Let's talk about flirting with disaster. You know, many years ago, there was a song by Molly Hatchet called Flirting with Disaster. I know you know that song, don't you, David?
You know, Ron, I'm searching my memory banks. I don't actually remember that song.
Really? Wow. Well, it's a little Southern rock tune. Really good song. I thought maybe we could talk about some of the areas of your financial life where you might be flirting with disaster and not even realize it. A lot of people out there would fall into that category. Maybe if you're listening to the show today, you know, you might have some out-of-date legal documents. And David Dickens can help you make sure that those are up-to-date. But if they're outdated, you could be in for a whole heap of trouble if you leave them that way.
Yeah, that's something we actually see quite a bit for the people that walk in our door for the first time. It is really, really important. You know, whether you're a young family with minor children, we see families with special needs kids or special needs heirs of some sort. And then retirees that come in and it's something they've been meaning to do but just haven't done it. So, you know, whether it's something as important as a living will, so that you describe to people you care about what you want to happen to you in those last months of your life. Really, really important stuff. Powers of attorney, whether it's financial or medical, hopefully both, gives you the opportunity to designate who you want to speak for you when you can't speak for yourself. And then, beneficiary designations they're so easy to forget or to goof up, but they're really important. And a lot of people don't realize you can put those on your car, your home, your bank accounts. Everybody knows about your retirement accounts, but those are things that help you avoid probate. So, boy, out-of-date legal documents cause a lot of trouble, and a lot of times it's after you're gone, so the problems can't be fixed.
Well, here's another one, David, that's could be even worse, I suppose. Incorrect beneficiary designations. Now, what comes to mind for me is someone who is married for a long time to one person, gets divorced, but then forgets to change the designations. That can lead to some really awful situations.
Yeah, and those can't be fixed either. So, you know, whether it's your IRAs or your 401k at work or life insurance, these are all really, really easy things to take care of, but they don't take care of themselves. So, Ron, a lot of people don't know that a mistaken beneficiary designation is not overridden by what you say in your will. So whatever you say in that beneficiary designation is exactly what's going to happen. I think of a daughter who found us. She wasn't a client of ours, but she found us during a Google search. And she and her brother had inherited some money. So the situation was that mom and dad lived down in Florida, and this lady lived here in Overland Park. 80-year-old parents, dad was in charge of all the financial stuff for their lives. They had an $800,000 IRA that was his from his old work. And dad was quite the do-it-yourselfer. Mom was pretty disengaged financially, like a lot of, oftentimes one spouse is and one spouse isn't. So dad died unexpectedly. Mom inherited the IRA. And then a month later, mom died. And she had never named the son and daughter as beneficiaries. So the son and daughter still inherited the money, but it was taxable immediately. So the IRS, and in the daughter's case, state of Kansas, in the son's case, the state of Florida, they got their mitts on about 50% of that money.
Wow.
Because beneficiary designations were not up to date. It's a sad thing, and you cannot correct it. She found us through a Google search hoping we could correct that for her. Mm-hmm. There's no going back. So make sure you have those right where you want them before something unexpected happens to you.
Well, boy, that was really painful to think that they would lose all that much money just because of that. But how about a situation where you have what might be called a tax time bomb? A lot of situations could lead to some real problems with your taxes.
Yeah, so one of the things I always remind, or sometimes this is the first time they've ever heard it, but remind my clients that with their IRA, their 401k, they have a partner in that account, and the partner is the IRS. because every penny that comes out of that account in your retirement is taxable as ordinary income, not like dividends, not like capital gains. It's ordinary income, so at your highest marginal tax bracket. What the IRS hasn't told any of us is, well, what's the tax rate going to be in 2020 and 2024 and 2029 while we're in retirement and spending down those assets? So that's the big question. We don't know what rate they're going to determine needs to be. But what are a couple of reasons why tax rates might go up in the future? Well, everybody's pretty darn familiar that we have a $21 trillion debt, and we're adding to that by about another $1 trillion a year. We've got 75 million baby boomers in the country, and 10,000 of them retire every day. So that's putting quite a stress on Social Security. Medicare is growing faster than Social Security. So the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, has suggested repeatedly that our tax rates need to double immediately, but certainly sometime in the near future. Well, that's one reason why you may have a hidden tax bomb in your retirement plan, because a whole lot of our money we save is in those tax-deferred plans where the IRS is our partner. One other thing, Ron, just somebody listening today was shocked when I said the tax rates needed to double. Well, all you have to go is back to the 1960s, and our tax rates today would have to double just to match what they were in the 60s. So it's not that long ago that tax rates were double what they are today. You've got to partner with your IRA, and you need to make sure that that factor of potentially rising tax rates is built into your financial plan.
Our next category of discussion here, David, is one that most people don't even like to think about, much less talk about. What if you have no plan whatsoever for long-term care expenses? I mean, I would say that you're definitely flirting with disaster there.
Yeah, I kind of figured that's where you were going on this one. So a lot of people, some of my clients, have adopted a, well, we'll figure it out later approach. So I always try to discourage that. I figure that it's better discussed and planned for now. And really, there are four basic ways to handle long-term care expenses. One is just to say, I'm going to self-insure that, which is totally okay, but that's got to be part of your plan. And if the plan's not written down, it's not a real plan. So I have a lot of clients that self-insure. They've got assets adequate to cover that stuff. I have other clients that have bought long-term care insurance. Most of them are regularly disappointed when the premiums go up or their benefits fall, but that's another way to handle it. So you can self-insure, you can buy long-term care insurance. You can also have a certain annuities that you might own, might have a what's oftentimes called a home health care doubler. So if you get into health care trouble, the amount of money that they pay you on a monthly basis oftentimes will double for a period of maybe the first 5 years that you're in that kind of trouble. So that's a third way to handle long-term care expenses. And then a number of my clients, we've done some sort of permanent life insurance policy that allows that couple to accelerate the death benefit once long-term care is needed. So, you know, the decision is up to each of us individually. I just encourage everybody, make sure it's part of your plan, make sure you've discussed it with your spouse, and make sure that your choice was not to just, we'll figure it out later, because that's not a real plan.
Yeah. A lot of people say, hey, I'm never going to get in that situation. I'll just refuse to go to long-term care, and I'll just do away with myself before I get there. And nobody, nobody's going to do that. I mean, that's just talk.
Where's Dr. Kevorkian when you need him, right?
Exactly. Well, hey, one more scenario I wanted to ask you about here, and this is a sincere question. You could say you're flirting with disaster here, or maybe not. How about the classic 60-40 portfolio? First of all, what is that? And second of all, could you perhaps be in trouble if you have that?
Yeah, so what that refers to, of course, is having 60% of your retirement assets, your investment assets, in stock-related investments and 40% in bonds. That was made really popular back when bonds and CDs and fixed annuities were yielding, you know, in the 6 to 8% range. Well, that was a decade ago. So right now, interest rates are so low that having a 60-40 split, stocks versus bonds, actually is very likely to cause you to run into some difficulty in making sure your money lasts as long as you do. So if it's not 60-40, what are the alternatives? Well, I have clients who are more like 80-20. They still have some in fixed income, but they have more allocated to the stock market, but they are not buy and hold investors. We have specific market triggers that cause us to reduce stock exposure when the long-term trend changes. So they might be 80-20 right now because we're in a long-term uptrend, but as soon as that flips, we may go to 60-40 or 50-50 or even 40-60. It's all part of making sure that you have a real plan for when market conditions change. As a second alternative, I have clients who use like a fixed annuity to replace their bond component. The keys there are you want zero fee for your annuity. And then you want some sort of interest crediting strategy, usually not a fixed strategy, but sometimes those can be 2.5 or 3 or slightly more percent. But a lot of times those companies will allow you to credit interest based on, say, 50% of what the upside in the S&P 500 was on any given year. If the market goes down, well, you earn zero that year. But I think those are better alternatives than just committing 40% of your portfolio to a fixed income component that is very likely to yield you pretty close to zero over the next 5 or 10 years as we're in a rising rate environment from really, really low rates. You know, Ron, all of those things, this has been a really fun segment. We've talked about things that are really, really important to making sure that you've got a real plan. So I guarantee you there are some people sitting there today, whether you're in your car or in your living room right now, and you're going to say to yourself, okay, I don't have a real retirement plan. And I know I should. I just haven't gotten around to doing that. So here's what I want to offer to do for you today. If you've saved at least $250,000 for your own retirement, then pick up the phone and call our toll-free number and just tell us that you want to get our financial CPR, our complete planning review. So there's no cost, there's no obligation. It's really just a chance for you to get some really good education about your money so you can make some good decisions for yourself and your family moving forward. If you call and leave that message, here's exactly what's going to happen. Elizabeth is going to call you back on Monday morning. She's going to check calendars and find a time that works for you and me to sit down. And here's what we're going to do. We'll analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for retirement. And then we'll give you a really good report on that. We'll discuss exactly how taxes are going to impact you in retirement, especially if they rise. And then we'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. And looking back to the first part of this segment, if you've got estate planning documents that you're not sure about, bring them in and I'll have an estate planning attorney review those for you, also at no cost. We'll do all this analysis for you and then I'll give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw. This is a really good opportunity for you to get some answers to some of your specific questions that we just can't answer on a radio show. So if you'd like to get some financial straight talk that's specific to you, call our toll-free number now and ask for this complete planning review, our financial CPR.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, complimentary planning review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414 and tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.